The Defense Information Systems Agency has been moving away from its traditional role as a hardware and software buyer. A top DISA official says the agency is now focusing on operations and protecting its systems with services. More now from Federal News Radio, Scott Massioni.
The Defense Information Systems Agency has been through some big changes in the past year. The agency's seen a full reorganization, as well as a change in telework policy for its employees. But along with institutional changes, DISA's seeing a change in its mission as well. DISA's moving more and more from an acquisitions-based agency to an operational one. That's according to DISA's Executive Deputy Director, Tony Montemirano. But this is a shift that DISA's seen happening over time. The Joint Force Headquarters Doden was created to take over operational and defensive duties from U.S. Cyber Command. That headquarters now has authority over DISA. Here's Montemirano at an AFSEA event last week in Vienna, Virginia, about DISA's change.
DISA is operationally focused. DISA is moving more and more to operations and away from acquisition. We're going to operations. Joint Force Headquarters came out of our world for a reason. This is what we do. We focus on the infrastructures that are deployed today. So as you see DISA evolve, mark my words, we will evolve more and more to an operational focus. As a matter of fact, we're looking right now to morph our sustainment and operations folks. We're continuing to look at operational focus for the agency. So what I'm trying to get across here is operations, and the development side is really preparing products for operations. So what products am I talking about? Yes, we are deploying infrastructure, but the bigger thing is operate and secure the environment. So I'm talking about operations tools, I'm talking about security tools. A lot of our focus is in that particular area.
You heard Montemirano say he wants some changes for sustainment and operations workers. He told Federal News Radio after his speech that DISA has organizations focused on maintaining the infrastructure from a contracting perspective. He wants to bring those offices closer together so they can have more real-time collaboration. But DISA's shift comes out of a change within the way government and industry work. Industry can acquire better information systems and use them more efficiently than government can. But that's not exactly how it was in the past. Here's Montemirano again.
You have to add to that the advent of more and more technical solutions being provided by industry. We're getting away from the development of a technical solution and turning to industry, and they're coming forth with them, and then we're putting them on the infrastructure, hopefully effectively integrating them on the infrastructure, and then monitoring them and frankly focusing on protecting the environment. Okay, that's the issue. The issue is the cyber threat has risen so high, the operational burden has dramatically increased. So DISA has adjusted fire and focused more on that. Plus, as I say, technology has evolved to such that industry has got the boxes, the wires, the solution sets. What we have to do is adapt them to our applications. More and more technical solutions are being put out, more and more focus on monitoring and managing the environment. So we are putting more and more resources towards it. That's why I say we're turning more towards operations.
But while DISA's moving away from technical solutions operations, it's still procuring services contracts. And those are big business. The agency's preparing two huge contracts now called Encore 3 and SETI, or the Systems Engineering Technology Innovation Contract. Both of those contracts provide IT support for systems. Montemirano says DISA will be using a best value contract for SETI instead of the lowest price technically acceptable. That's been met with a lot of fanfare from industry. Another big services contract DISA will be dishing out soon is its on-site private cloud services. Here's Montemirano to explain.
We have cloud initiatives. You're going to see activity coming out very shortly, and very shortly is within the next couple of months, and that is looking at a cloud solution on base. In other words, saying to industry, come aboard, bring your solution, and we'll put it into one of our decks. Okay, that's what we're going to be doing, and that's we've already had RFIs out. Well, we're getting close to the RFP. All right, so that we're going to be pushing hard. That's a major priority on the in the agency. There are other service initiatives in this regard, but we in the agency are pushing hard to get this capability. So we'll have a vendor with their logo sitting inside of our base, inside of the Department of Defense's perimeter, which is a key thing, because as soon as you traverse our perimeter and go out into the internet, we get all sorts of excited info, all sorts of security constraints on you so that nothing ever works, right, in terms of interactive interactive computing. Inside is so much easier to operate under, but you're on our turf, and you'll have to put up with that. But nonetheless, that's coming out here very shortly.
The Army is preparing for the shift to on-site cloud services. It already has some on-site pilot cloud service providers. The Army is expected to release a directive to hurry along the closure of unneeded military-owned data centers in June. That directive will offer incentives for bases for closing their data centers. Colonel John Rosenai, Chief of Enterprise Architecture for the Army, Chief Information Officer, says the Army's reached a point where all the low-hanging fruit for data centers has been collected. That's one of the things that keeps the Army's CIO up at night. The Army's hoping the directive will change that. The applications and data stored in those centers will move to a hybrid cloud environment. As for DISA employees, they may not see such a big change despite the change in their mission. But they have in the past month seen changes to their telework policy, with some losing a full day of telework a week. Here's Montemurano on how those changes have gone over in the workplace.
I don't think it's got the effect that it was originally feared. And the reason I say that is if you look at what was originally allowed versus what we allow today, there's a little bit of a change. There's a little tightening. There's an increased emphasis on training. There's an increased emphasis on the command approving someone going on telework. Quite frankly, there's a professionalization of telework that we were a little, we had gone and we weren't quite where we needed to be. So has it impacted morale? Whenever you say no to somebody, it impacts morale, okay? Or you restrict them in any way. We're a free country, remember that? Okay, so yes, it's been a little bit of that, but how much of it is such a subjective question? I'm not the right guy to answer that.
In Washington, Scott Massioni, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.